This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish YPG militia does not leave by a deadline agreed upon between Turkey and Russia. He said if the terrorist organization continues to carry out its attacks from inside or outside the 30-kilometer-long strip, we will chase them to wherever they flee and will do whatever is necessary. The deadline of 1,500 hours Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin in the resort of Sochi. Erdogan also repeated his threat to open the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries did not support Ankara's plans for a safe zone in northeast Syria. Russia said its military police and Syrian border guards would facilitate the removal of the Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. Spanish police in riot gear have clashed with elements of a 1,000-strong protest outside the Barcelona police headquarters as a pro-independence rally in the city turned violent. About 10,000 demonstrators surrounded police headquarters, with some throwing paintballs, water bottles, and other projectiles at police. Officers carrying shields and batons and backed by armored vans responded with charges in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of people marched in the city streets against the imprisonment of 9 separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Earlier this month, Spain's Supreme Court sentenced those 9 Catalan officials to between 9 and 13 years for sedition. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 10 people were killed in Iraq Saturday on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's government. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A senior U.S. diplomat on Saturday offered what Democrats characterized as corroborating testimony in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Although the witness was expected to tell lawmakers his knowledge of the events at hand was limited. Philip Reker, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, met with the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight Committees behind closed doors at the U.S. Capitol. The Democratic-led panels are focusing on President Trump's request that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, who had served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company. At the time, the president was withholding nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine, which was eventually released. U.S. election law prohibits candidates from accepting foreign help in an election. British police in Essex say all 39 victims found dead in a truck container in southeastern England have been recovered and are in a mortuary awaiting autopsies. Martin Passmore is a detective chief inspector in Essex.
We cannot realistically speculate at this time about the nationality of all of our deceased within that vehicle. What I can say now is that all of our victims have been recovered. They are all now at Broomfield Hospital and they will be undergoing post-mortems.
Passmore said he met Saturday with the Vietnamese ambassador amid reports that many of the victims are from that Southeast Asian country. British police have charged a truck driver with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people in connection with the deaths in the back of the truck that he was driving. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.